Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got the ultimate lunchbox coming up in about, I don't know, we'll do it before this hour ends.
Okay.
So about 40, 50 minutes for you, Kid Nation. Hook you up with $250, Visa gift card, some tasty cake, and the lunchbox you want. And also, overachieving teachers, we got something for you as well. We teamed up with Pilot Pen again this year to help out teachers. So over the next 4 weeks, 8 deserving teachers are going to be chosen to receive that G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens and a $500 Visa gift card so that you can go buy stuff for your classroom as well.
Yep.
Just go to KidNation.com to enter. Tell us how you would spend that $500 in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. So got a little bit of everything for the students, for the teachers.
There you go.
And right now for the lovers.
For the lovers.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Time for love letters to Kelly, brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yeah, a lot of people choose to mail in their love letters to Kelly.
Honest,
not a lot.
We got a lot of them here, Kelly.
Because, you know, you can do a lot of things on demand nowadays. Why not do postage on demand? Stamps.com, the easiest way to access all the amazing services at the post office. But the difference is it never closes like the post office. You
right.
can put postage for letters or packages whenever you want. The middle of the night, Al's up making charcuterie. I never know how to say that. He's up making meat and cheese trays.
Yeah.
He could have been mailing stuff
right
in the middle of the night, because Stamps.com gets you the exact amount of postage you need every time. And like I said, they will do it whenever you want. It's convenient. You click.
But Kelly, if I want to send out promotional stuff, and I don't know exactly how much that T-shirt weighs, and I don't know how much postage to put on it, what do I do then?
You get the digital scale. They provide that for you. All you need is the computer and the printer, and they provide the digital scale. So go to stamps.com. Enjoy their service with a special offer, including that 4-week trial plus postage and the digital scale. Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. Stamps.com. Use Craddock.
Ooh, love it.
There you go. Are you guys ready? You ready, love expert?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Let's go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 25, and about a year and a half ago, I got out of a nearly 7-year relationship. After taking a year on the bench to focus on my mental health and figure out me as a person, I've recently started spending a lot of time with a guy friend I've known in passing for years. We've grown closer in the last 5-ish months, and I'm starting to feel myself developing real feelings for him. He's always been hard to read, very reserved. I am leaving for work in a couple weeks for about 2 months. Ooh. And I'm questioning if I should tell him my feelings before I leave. It's hard to imagine losing his friendship, yet would hate to miss my opportunity due to fear. Offer me some advice on how to handle this without looking like a fool. Bethany.
I just leave things as they are and pick up where you left off 2 months from now. She's only going to be gone for 2 months.
Yeah.
So what if she says something and leaves? He's thinking it doesn't go the way she wants it to go, and then for 2 months she's going to stress over it.
But what if
I would just
she
live
doesn't say anything and he starts dating someone?
Risk it.
Yeah,
ask me what
changes.
I do. Just wait. When you come back 2 months, pick up where you left off, and then maybe you could say something at that point. But why would you say something and leave? And then you've got all these feelings, and now it's out in the open, and you can't really do anything about it except talk
That's
on the
true.
Phone.
That's
but
true.
You can continue to text and talk on the phone
FaceTime.
While you're gone. I wouldn't have a real serious relationship conversation when you're getting ready to be gone for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I would wait.
Keep your options open.
That's my opinion.
There you go, Kel.
On that.
Boom.
Love letters to Kelly.
Warning, this is going to be a heavy letter.
Oh.
Yeah, but they really need help, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This isn't your typical love letter. This isn't about a spouse or a boyfriend or a life partner. It's about my parents. In January of this year, we lost my youngest brother to suicide.
Oh, sorry.
Since then, I feel like my parents have forgotten that they have 3 other kids still here with them. Having 3 children of my own, I can't imagine what they're going through, but it's tough being around them because of this. Every conversation ends up being about my brother. Everything is about him. Mother's Day, for example, all my mom could say was, I don't have my son here. Father's Day, she made the same comment. My dad has made the comment, well, it's not like Jay is here, while spending time with us and while spending the time with the remaining 3 of us. They're contemplating moving from my dad's job because they say there are too many things that here that remind them of Jay. This means leaving behind 3 children and 4 grandchildren behind. How can I go about sitting them down and telling them how I feel? I'm at a point where I'm not even wanting to be around them. Thank you.
Just sit them down and tell them how you feel. Sit them down and tell them how you feel. It has to come from a place of love and not a place of accusation. You've cut all the rest of us off. What about us? It has to come from a loving place. But here's your options. You say nothing and they leave. You say something, they could stay or they could still leave.
Right.
But at least it's out in the open. People need to grieve. I mean, that's a horrible loss. I cannot begin to understand. I can't begin to understand it. They probably have a lot of guilt. Why didn't we love our son enough that he would, you know, why would he want to kill himself? Did we not? They're probably carrying guilt with that. I don't know.
It's something they think about every day, every minute of every day.
Maybe if you can't talk, it's just communication. Like I've said a million times when I do love letters to Kelly, so many of these problems could be addressed through communication, but it has to come from a place of love and not, you're hurting me, you did this, you did that, because immediately people are going to put up their defenses.
Yeah.
And but a loving, warm conversation about how, you know, we need you too, Mom, and we all loved
Jay,
and, you know, it's just, you know, and cry together and just love them through it. It's a horrible loss. I can't explain. But you got to talk to them.
And you ask how to go about sitting down with them. Like
you
Kelly said, don't throw out you's. Throw I feel.
We love you. We miss you. We miss, you know, this is a horrible loss, but... That's you got to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Because, they do need to realize that they could lose their three other kids by just not being around.
They're not thinking clearly right now.
Yeah. I know. That's why they need to have the conversation.
And I can imagine why they would want to change it. They don't want to go home. I can imagine why they would want to move and stuff. Yeah. Too many memories. I get that.
That's tough, man.
Ugh.
That's tough.
You got to let them know that you need them.
Pray for those folks.
Yeah, you need them,
It's sad.
Yep.
And we're sorry that your family's going through that, Jess.
So sad.
Moving on.
Love letters to Kelly.
This one not nearly as heavy.
Okay.
Good.
We need balance.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my man for 2 years. His last relationship ended after he proposed with a ring that did not have a real diamond in it. And the girl freaked and ended the engagement
after one day. That's why?
He couldn't afford an expensive ring at the time. Fast forward to 2 years later, he has a steady job, just bought a new car, and most of his income goes to that in rent. He's mentioned several times in the last month about his frustration with finances, and he doesn't currently have money to buy me an engagement ring. I know that we're both ready to take the next step, and I feel like this is the only thing holding him back from proposing. Is there anything I can do, or should I just keep waiting until he has the funds to propose? From Kayla.
Y'all need to stop worrying about what people think. Because that ring is all about what people are going to think and judge you. If your ring's not big enough, they're going to judge you. They're going to judge him. And it's not about the ring. It's not about the ring. Some of these women with the knuckle-to-knuckle sparklers end up just as divorced as somebody who got a little JCPenney.
Yeah.
It does not matter. The ring does not matter. But your ego can't let it go. And once you can maybe convince him that it really isn't about the ring, but I think for you it is the ring. So, I mean, I don't know. For both of you, it's the ring.
Remember,
what the ring symbolizes. Does it symbolize he loves me so much, he got me this big of a ring? Does it symbolize he can financially take care of me so he can afford this great big ring?
Right.
What does the ring symbolize to you? Because it's supposed to symbolize I'm committing myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at some of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood. I see some of them. They were nothing more than a simple band.
Yeah.
It's just like...
You're just as married.
Some of them do the knuckle-to-knuckle.
Sure.
But you see a lot of these celebrities... They just put on a band and go about their business. It's about being in love and not about
what
the ring symbolizes.
Totally my style. I love that. I do too.
I mean,
it's whatever you like, but I love that.
And we did that.
But it's all for... These rings are all for appearances. You know, it's for what people... And it does make me feel really good to look at it, I'll be honest. It does something to your heart. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty.
But it's not about the ring.
We did a tidbit story, man, probably last year, I think, where... They did a research and they said people with larger engagement rings turned out to have a higher divorce rate.
Wow. And that whole BS about 3 months salary
no,
that was created by the jewelry industry.
Right.
That is not a real rule of thumb. They made it up. That is just a fallacy. That does not have to be months salary. It does not.
It's what you feel.
You got a band. I mean, not a band like, you know, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Get a band like a wedding band.
I love it. I love the band.
So anyway. That's all I have to say about that.
There is an element of me that with whatever what happened with my relationship, I'm like, shame on me for being so simple and asking and requesting a band. Because then I had nothing to sell. If I had tried out some huge ring. Oh, no, I just wanted a band.
That was an expensive band, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, because that's my style more, but, gosh. Yeah, I'll in hindsight.
Well, I can't say what I'm going to buy for a woman that I don't know what she'd like. But yeah. I could totally see being content with something really simple for her and for me.
Yeah. But I'm also in a different place in life.
Exactly. You know, when you're 22, you're 25, or whatever it is.
I can have a big freaking ring.
Yeah, go to celebritynetworth.com, people.
5 million, yeah.
You know, my husband and I, why not? It's about where you are, you know? And if you're 20, if you can't afford, you need to be worried about putting a roof over your head, because financial reasons are one of the biggest causes of divorce. Mm-hmm. And if you're in debt over a stupid ring.
Right.
You shouldn't be making a mortgage payment on a ring. Basically.
No.
And shout out to
Hey, Train in the house.
Our boy. You know what I'm saying? We got one more, Jenna?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, we read letters like this quite a bit. We're talking about social media, but I feel like it's the most common issue women are having.
They haven't already answered this question. They just weren't listening that day.
You tell me. My name is Anna. I've been in some bad relationships, and I thought this one would be different, but I'm no longer sure. I'm currently in a relationship with someone who I thought was the perfect gentleman, but I'm doubting if he's been completely faithful to me. His job takes a lot of his time, so he's constantly busy. We've been dating for a year and just decided to move in together next month, but now I'm having doubts. We had a previous friendship some years ago, and he had a girl on social media that he used to talk to when he was talking to me. He said he cut communication when we started being romantic, but I asked him to please delete her because the whole thing made me uncomfortable. He ended up unfollowing her, but 2 months later, I noticed he's following her again, and he said he just wanted her to see that he was happy with me and our relationship. Now that we're about to move in together, it's really made me stop and think if I'm making a big mistake. Anna.
Girl, you're making a big mistake. Mm. I don't know your situation. He could be completely telling the truth. But if your gut is telling you, I'm making a big mistake, you are making a big mistake. Mm. Those are red flags. That is the voice of God. That little voice in your gut, to me, is the voice of God. And you need to listen to that. It is a big mistake. There you go. I don't know you two. He could be telling the truth. He could be completely honest. But there's something wrong that's making you have these incredible amounts of doubts. Listen to that voice. It will not steer you wrong.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
When you got a little voice telling you something, listen to it. And if what dude unfollows a chick and then follows her back?
He unfollowed her to shut her up.
Yeah.
And then, not knowing that she's so insecure, she's looking around to see who he's following.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right. It's another good point.
He just thought, I'll just shut her up for now. Look, honey, I unfollowed him. 2 months later, she's creeping around. She doesn't trust him.
Uh-huh.
She's snooping around to see who he's following, to even know that in the first place. She's not secure in this relationship.
Right.
So why are you moving in with someone? Why would you move in with someone you're not secure with? Why would you live, if you don't have trust in a relationship, why would you want to invite that kind of anxiety in your life?
You're going to be constantly checking who he's, what pictures he's liking.
You're right.
If your trust is, I don't understand.
Before you move in, it's supposed to be happy time.
This is the honeymoon period, baby.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't even got hit with the stresses of living with each other yet.
Right.
You haven't done that yet.
You go to the pantry and he's eating all your Oreos.
Yeah.
You talk about stress.
Leaving the cap off of the toothpaste. Hair in the shower.
Hair all over the place.
Oh, my gosh, right? Forgot to flush.
Yeah, toilet seat's going to be up.
You ain't even got to that yet. Girl.
This is the honeymoon period.
Don't even do it.
Mm-mm.
Don't even do it.
No.
I'm sorry. I know it's love letters.
That's all right, Al. We tag teamed on that.
Come on. High five. Boom.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's our love expert right there featuring Big Al Mac. Coming up next, we got Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you like.
I had some questions.
What was that?
There it is. I had my little questions for Whatever Wednesday to give you an example of what a Whatever Wednesday question is like.
Uh-huh.
For example, Crystal wrote us and said, hey, I want to know what happened to Yolanda and that guy, Intern Yo.
Yeah.
Well, Inter Yolanda had her last day here, so now we don't keep up.
No, I keep up with her.
Last we heard from Nick, they were expected to go on a date, and he was going to come here.
That's what I heard, but I don't know that anything ever happened after that.
Yeah, I think he kind of ghosted.
They're still setting it up.
They are?
Yeah, according to Nick, he got a hold of the guy, so they were just figuring out when he was able to get out here, and then Yolanda said she would go on that date.
Okay.
And this stemmed from a random segment we did on the show where this guy heard Yolanda's voice during the show and said, who is that?
I want her.
I want to fly her out to New Orleans and hang out with her right now. And Luckily, she didn't go out there because you do need to get to know somebody before you go out there for a trip. But now we got a little setup going on where hopefully this date will happen. But as of now, from what we remember, the date has not happened yet. The guy has not flown in.
Got it.
But those are the sort of questions we want you to ask at 800-KID-LIVE.
Whatever. Whatever you want. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
You can bring up any news story, ask us any question, bring back anything you may have missed. Yeah. You know, you're like, hey, I heard you guys talking about this. Wait, what happened? We got you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can have whatever you like. Yeah, whatever you like, Kid Nation. What do you want to talk about? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
We call this Whatever Wednesday. You can vent, you can ask, you can bring up whatever you want.
All right.
Like this one from Lauren on the text.
Where's Lauren one?
Hey, Kelly.
What?
Why do you always hate on BTS? Who happens to be breaking YouTube records left and right?
I do not always hate on BTS. I don't get the fandom with it one day.
Uh-huh.
I said, I didn't say they were horrible.
She did not. I'll get Kelly's back on that.
I didn't say anything of that nature. But apparently someone went on a BTS fan board or something and said I was slamming them.
Uh-huh.
And then they proceeded to inundate my Twitter, which I don't care. You can do that all you want. It doesn't bother me. But I'll tell you this. It doesn't make me not like BTS. It makes me not like BTS fans.
Ooh.
So that is my problem.
That's
and so if I occasionally say something that's kind of a little snarky, it's because y'all are obnoxious. Okay? And if you think inundating with somebody with a bunch of tweets is helping your cause, you are wrong.
Is it not helping, Kelly?
I have no problem with BTS. They can sing and dance their little butts off. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's just BTS y'all are annoying.
That's right.
And you're not proving to BTS how big of a fan you are.
Oh, yes, they are.
By hitting me up, because they don't know.
Yeah. I think they proved it.
But anyway, there's you. Yeah. You wanted to know.
It all stemmed, I think, from Kelly saying, I think they only have, like, 12-year-old fans or something. It had to do with age, remember?
Something. Yeah. I don't remember.
And then everybody came forward.
I think we were watching them in an award show, and there were, like, old women up in the stands crying.
Oh, yeah, that's what
it was.
I'm
like, what's going on?
Yeah, what are they crying?
You know?
But turns out, all sorts of ages in the BTS world.
Didn't slam them? I wasn't familiar with BTS.
That's right. Now we are. And they're coming to the U.S.
Y'all can tweet me all day at Kelly Raspberry. I don't care.
I really
would. It's not going to change anything.
I really would like to get BTS on the show, though. I want to meet.
I think that one that talks English is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because the way he talks, it's like he learned English from some, I don't know what he learned it from.
A little bit of presenter.
He talks really, and I love that. I think that's funny.
He talks probably like the person that taught him how to speak it. Yeah.
Love it.
And he learned it real quick. I think it was from Friends, I think, too. He watched Friends, the TV show, and that's how he learned a lot of his English. Also from the text, I have a question for Whatever Wednesday.
Right.
When you guys hang out outside of work, do you guys accidentally use some phrases on the radio like save that or when Al tells you a story, does someone say, that was Big Al's pointless story of the day? Just being curious. Yeah, we do.
All the time. I say save that all the time.
I say shout out all the time. On Saturday when we were at our TV show Rap Party, we were going off on, we were doing A-Train left and right.
Hey, train in the house.
Yeah, we do it.
Sure. And of course, Kelly goes, I'm Kelly Raspberry Day.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, that's when she just goes shopping. That's how it goes.
It's how you would expect it to be. We're also a little more uncensored.
Yeah.
Just what you would anticipate.
Oh, it's Kid Nation After Hours.
It is. It's Kid Nation After Hours and we hang out.
Who cusses the most off the air?
Me. Mouth like a sailor.
I curse.
Got me.
Sometimes I'll meet someone out and about, a Kid Nation member, and I might drop an S-bomb or something, and their face is always like,
yeah.
Hit the dump button.
I go in phases. People think it's so surprising. Like, how are you able to swear off air and then it doesn't happen on air? I'm like, well, A, it's happened. But the filter, I guess, we just filter it.
I don't know how I do it.
Yeah. I don't know how I waver. How we can go from like a commercial break to...
That's not some of my... like employees, they know when I'm really mad because I'll start cussing.
Yeah.
I really don't cuss that much, but
Kelly cursing is the fun
all
stuff.
The time. Oh. Potty mouth,
my favorite thing. As soon as she walks in the studio, the first thing in the morning, blankety blank.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good,
I can't cuss fast enough.
Yeah, so
today's earlier gonna the be better. A great day.
Yeah, that's how you know. Hi, Kara.
What's up, guys?
What's up, girlfriend? What's your question for Whatever Wednesday?
So, I haven't heard any chatter lately about DeJuan. What's the scoop, Jenna?
That's the number one question on the text.
Is it?
Well, really? I want to. It's up there.
It's up there. So, just sad. His mom passed away. So, you know, there's this, like, grieving process happening. That's it. So we're just kind of
grieving,
like,
loving,
taking time.
Talk to him, but kind of on hold. Let's put it that way. So I don't know. It's a shame. I really like him. So I think I'm just gonna chill for a minute and see how that plays out. Right.
Well, good luck. We love tuning in and hearing all about it.
Yeah, that's the real answer. Thank so you. I don't know how it's gonna play out. It's a bad time for everything.
We'll keep you posted, Kara. Follow up to that, Jenna, on the text, because a lot of them are asking about the... You had an Instagram story this week that they're calling a cryptic message.
That wasn't about it.
No,
some people always read into stuff. Like, I posted something, or I posted on my account, people were like, this is for sure. I posted this funny tweet to all the boys who wasted my time but still watch my Instagram story every single day. It was just relatable. It's just relatable. Every girl. I've never gotten so much interaction on something, too. People get it. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing
people
to do with
people just want to figure out who, what he does. Yeah.
I still talk to him. It has nothing to do with him. It's just... I mean, isn't that the truth? What is up with guys in general?
What's up with guys in general, you know, just period.
You don't hear from them or that you don't talk to them, and but yet they watch all of your social media. It's weird.
Yeah. Hmm. There you go.
So, no, everything's, I mean, as okay as it can be, I guess.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Excellent. What's your question for Whatever Wednesday? I think it's for Kelly, right?
It is. My question is for Kelly. Kelly, I hope you don't mind me asking.
I
want to know what Alan did to win Emma Kelly over.
Uh-huh.
I know she's very protective of you, and she didn't like Tender Bear.
Uh-huh.
So what was it about Alan that you got to marry him?
Hold on, Michelle. For those people who don't know, when she said Alan, she's of course speaking of...
A-Train!
Yes, A-Train. Just in case you didn't know.
He was very, very patient, and when she... you know, was cold to him. He just kind of met her where she was. But I think what he started doing is really cool. Like, for my birthday, he asked her to help him. He bought a plant from her for me and said, can you help me go plant it?
Uh-uh.
So they could actually do something together for me. And, you know, that's kind of where he went. Mm-hmm. He met her where she was. If she was kind of being kind of cool to him, he was just like, hey, Emma Kelly, how are you? But he didn't press it like... you need to hang out to me and talk to me. If she wasn't warmed up that day, he gave her space. He gives her space a lot, which I think is...
I think it helped that he had a daughter already, too.
It does, right? He's about the same age.
Yeah.
But I think what kind of really won her over is when they would do stuff together for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about the magic tricks? The occasional magic.
Yeah, he does that every once in a while.
Yeah, he does. Magic's on point.
Well, I'm super happy for you.
Thank you.
I love that you got married again, and I love that Emma Kelly and y'all are just one big happy family.
Well, thank you.
You deserve it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
And this is going back to the love letter to Kelly we had about what the kids should do with their parents who lost their son to suicide.
Good.
Right.
Susan dealt with
this. They lost a sibling as well.
Yeah,
it's a tough spot
it's
for
tough
everybody.
For them. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Oh, what's that beeping?
Ooh, that's loud.
There we go.
Sorry, it's too warm.
It's okay.
So you dealt with this, Susan?
Yes, about 3 years ago. I started...
Oh, man.
We're
losing
connection.
Susan. Here, I'm going to put Susan on hold. Hopefully, we can get her number because I think this is something that we should talk to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially after the news yesterday about that little 9-year-old boy who took his life. I think Susan could give a lot of advice.
Yeah. Hold on, Susan. We're going to get your number and call you back.
Yeah. Maybe, this might be just a separate segment with Susan. We need this. We need to talk about this. This is something that's prevalent among young kids. But, yeah, we'll get her on hold.
Okay,
we'll continue with Whatever Wednesday for now. Hi, Amanda.
Hola, hola.
Hola, hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien.
I don't know Spanish.
That's all you know?
Should I be saying shout out?
That's all you got.
You should. There you go. So, Amanda, you have some advice about engagement rings.
Yes, I do. My husband and I are actually celebrating our 2-year anniversary in October. We're actually going to the Valentine's. But before then, we were looking at engagement rings, and the time was right, and it was coming.
I was just going through Facebook, and all of a sudden, I saw that there was a beautiful, gorgeous diamond ring, and I said to my boyfriend at the time, I was like, that's my ring, that's my ring. And I looked up to see who was selling it. It was his really good friend who was selling it for $500. We called him up, and he sold it to us for $300.
Aww.
We got it appraised. It's worth $3,000.
Yeah! Wow. Nice!
What a deal.
Well played, Amanda.
And you're going to the Valentine, huh?
Yes. We'll be there October 8th through the 13th. We're super excited.
It's a great resort.
It's our first time to actually go on vacation together, like out of the country. Usually go to the Lake or the Ozarks on vacation. But this time we're going really far and I'm super excited.
We're going to have a blast. It's in Mexico. That's where I stayed last time.
Oh, that's the name of the
resort.
Oh, yeah, I've been there by. Yeah. Uh-huh.
My travel agent told me that's where her chef friends like to go because the food there is so incredible.
So chefs want
to
eat there.
And we like to eat.
Girl.
We like to eat.
Girl.
Amanda, congratulations.
Congrats on the 2 years. Congrats on a nice vacation.
And don't sleep on that Facebook. Go on there and try to find that engagement ring. That's a good, that's solid advice right there. You never know what's going to be out there. Sometimes it's people you know, and that way you get an extra discount there. From the text, we do get this question a lot. How did JC get the host position after kids passing? Administration, or you all as a group make the decision, or did he just step up and start being the host?
He pushed us out of the way.
I just showed up one day, and they're like,
Kelly didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
I know Kelly was approached at the beginning a little bit.
No, I didn't want to do it.
And I don't think you were approached.
No, I wasn't approached. That's fine.
He did a preemptive, I don't want to do it.
I am comfortable in this chair right here.
I do know Boss Man George approached me after Kid passed away and said that Kelly had mentioned to him.
My blessing.
Yeah, Kelly had given him the blessing.
And we kind of toyed with the idea of someone else,
you
know, trying to come in. And it just didn't. Well,
there's this chemistry in morning radio that just has to be there. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to manufacture it.
Right.
We're not One Direction.
Right. Yeah. Even One Direction went ahead and didn't bring anybody.
In all fairness, though, it should be JC and the rest then.
No.
Why not?
No.
Because it's just not.
America would revolt.
Really?
I got your back.
But if he's the host.
America would revolt.
If he's the host.
The coffee pot says Kelly Raspberry and the rest.
We paid for all that branding.
Yeah. It also says Kid Craddock, so.
What about JC and Kelly featuring Jenna and that guy?
No.
I'm not upset. Y'all can put me wherever you want.
No.
I like it like this.
Yeah.
You like it like that?
Uh-huh. Right. I think it's just fine. Just like it is.
You know what Kelly says is going to go. That's what's going to happen.
I'm really good.
Ooh, Madison has a question for you, Big Al, real quick.
Yep.
Hello, Madison.
Hello.
Hi,
Madison. Are you on your way to school right now?
Yes.
How old are you, Madison?
13.
All right.
So I'm guessing you're in 8th grade?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so quick, JC. What's your question, Miss Madison?
I was wondering if there's been any recent activity at Big Al's.
Oh, regarding the ghost?
Activity, yes.
Yesterday, one of my bartender, Krista, told me that she came in. I think I credit this to weather. But she said that when she came in, the door slammed really, really hard. Like, as soon as she walked in the
Oh, so yeah.
So,
maybe?
It could be. I can't just DQ it. So, I don't know for sure. But I'll be spending a lot of time there this weekend for Labor Day weekend. So, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Well,
that's very suspicious.
It's very suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right.
Are we still going to sleep at your bar that way?
Yeah, thank you for calling, Madison. Have a good day at school, baby.
Thank you, Madison.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Just let me know when, dog.
We're doing a show outing at Big Al's Bar. We're going to camp out, sleep there.
Yeah.
Plus, you should make it a haunted house.
Oh, yeah. Even Kelly's coming.
I'll have to check my calendar.
It's a show thing.
I'll have to check
the whole show's doing.
Yeah,
you just let me know when y'all are planning on it.
Okay.
We'll do it whenever you have the opening.
Oh, okay. You're gonna leave it for me?
No.
Yeah, but within the next couple months.
Oh, okay.
Well, Halloween is just a few days away.
Yeah, we need to do it before
Don't
Halloween.
Say it like that, Al. I'm stressed.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. 2 months away, actually.
I need a minute.
Oh, man, I wish we could get to all your whatever Wednesday questions. Thank you for your text messages, your calls. We'll do it again next week, so make sure you hold on to your question if we didn't get to it today. But we do have that ultimate lunchbox to give away.
There we go.
And I think that school bus should be arriving soon.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, Kid Nation, we're going to clear those phone lines for you to call in and win the ultimate lunchbox at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Was that eight hits?
That was eight taps.
Or 800-5-GEEK-IT. I would type that out in Morse code, but I don't know. Yeah.
Caller number 13, you will score that ultimate lunchbox. And it has our faces on it.
Sure does.
Got the name of the show. Or actually, our community, Kid Nation. And we'll hook you up with a gift card and some tasty cake.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
you're having a good boob day out there, Kelly.
Ow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too, Jim.
I can say thank you.
Yeah, you too, Jim.
And be offended at the same time.
I'm just looking at the picture on the lunchbox.
Yeah. Are you allowed to compliment girls on that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, is it that's fine?
Yeah.
It depends on your level of comfortability with someone, but if we're close friends, I like when...
I'm offended is JC, I think.
I'm not offended. I'm just clicking out for my dude right
boobs.
Here. I'm not,
Al? I didn't compliment his boobs. Compliment his boobs.
No, I don't want my boobs.
JC, you have great boobs today, all right?
Thank you.
That little small shirt.
It's not small, it's a large.
Okay. That fits.
Uh-huh.
It's a large.
All right.
Is that weed?
Huh? No.
I know. It's not
agave.
I just want to know.
What is this plant?
It's agave.
It's palm tree.
It's palm tree.
No.
No, it's not palm tree.
It's not palm tree.
It's agave?
What
agave.
Is it?
That's a palm tree.
Is it agave?
I think that's agave.
Yeah.
Spiky?
No, that's agave. I mean, that's a palm tree.
If you know what plant I'm wearing today, can you send a picture to your mom, Jenna?
Plant chat.
Can you send it to Plant Chat with Candy?
She is over posting. I tried to bring it up last night. She goes,
really?
Well,
excited.
Jenna?
She changed her tag
she
on
She changed her whole name.
Yeah.
She goes, I just realized I'm posting plants on Facebook and no one cares. So I made an Instagram just to post. She's been going to nurseries on her own, just walking around on her days off work. She loves the plants.
That's good.
But I care about her Instagram aesthetic, so maybe I'll help her with her captions and stuff. Because I would like to learn about the plants.
Yeah.
If she's going to post photos, I want to learn about everything.
Well, ask her what I'm wearing. My wife got this for me because she has a shirt that matches. We have three matching shirts now.
You're that guy.
Dude, I don't ask for it. It's just my wife gets them.
Do y'all wear them together? I mean, I guess that defeats the point if you don't.
Well, we try not to wear them together.
Unless they're on vacation.
Yeah, on vacation we wore it together just because it's cute.
That way they can spot each other in the crowd.
Yeah, if a girl sees you walking on the beach, she knows.
That's my man. Yeah. That's probably why.
It's possession, dude.
But, here in town, if I walk out and I'm wearing the same shirt she's wearing, we have to change.
Okay.
So in town.
Go to the mall with the same shirt on.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be doing that here in town, apparently. Yeah. So we change if we do happen to do that.
All right.
Now, we're just talking about your mom having a cool job, Jenna, talking about plants and stuff. How about this one? We talked about this before, but now we know how much you can earn.
If?
Being a professional cuddler.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
A lot of people are just talking about love languages, and love languages is the way you love to receive love and how you give love.
All right.
And a lot of people they like the physical touch.
Yeah.
Without it, according to studies, we can fall into depression and a number of other mental health problems. So we need touch from other humans no matter what.
Yeah.
So to fulfill this need, this Australian mother has become a cuddle therapist.
Mm.
And she makes about $58,000 a year.
What?
Hugging people.
Hugging people?
Just hugging and cuddling.
Makes sense if she charges what a massage therapist would charge, you know?
Right. But you just have to lay there and hug.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept. I haven't wrapped my head
around that
yet.
What if the person doesn't smell good?
But I knew somebody that was like, they needed touch and they were not getting it in their marriage.
Uh-huh.
Did not cheat, but got a membership. No, got a membership to one of those massage places where you pay a membership and you can go as much as you want that month. She's like, I need to be touched.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I think, I don't know, I have an easier time with that than paying somebody to hug me and hold me. I think her husband would have had a problem with that.
Yeah. Right.
But not going to get massages because you're working out sore muscles or whatever, mm-hmm. you know?
And massage therapists are really, they're super professional.
Yeah, most are.
What do you mean most?
Well, most are.
They are.
I got corrected yesterday. There's massage therapists and apparently masseuse. I got corrected. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, massage therapists want to be called massage therapists because the masseuse title has
another
does it?
The potential of a.
I remember remember this. Well,
I've been rubbed by all sorts of people, and they don't care what I call them.
Right. Save that, too.
They don't.
I feel like masseuse sounds like a cool word.
Masseuse is still respectable.
Masseur?
Masseur.
A masseur. Is a masseuse a female and a masseur is a man?
Yeah. See, that sounds cool in French. But anyways, this lady's making $58,000 a year just cutting with people.
Hey,
she claims that it helps people that are suffering from the loneliness and depression and low self-confidence.
Great gig if you can get it. I mean,
how does it help you with self-confidence if you're having to pay somebody to hold you?
Side hustle.
You know what I mean?
Side hustle.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just for the moment, you got to forget that you're paying them.
I'm thinking about doing this.
Oh, God.
As long as my wife is cool.
Practice amongst our
you're
going to
cuddle. I don't know if you're a good cuddler.
Oh, I'm a great cuddler.
I think you have too much energy.
No.
I don't think you can just chill.
No, not chill.
And hold.
You're a cuddler.
No, you like.
I feel like you'd be fidgety.
You're too active.
You're fidgety.
A good cuddler
You'd be scratching, moving, tapping your foot.
I have restless leg syndrome.
Well, okay, just that in itself.
That sounds like a terrible cuddle partner.
But the torso side is good. Lock you
but
in.
But your leg's going to be vibrating.
I'll stop it.
Not terrible.
That's extra.
Yeah. Not terrible, actually, now that you say that.
I'll work on it.
Menu selection.
I'll work on it.
Still on the top, vibrating on the bottom. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you at the office already?
Almost. I'm on my way.
On the way to the office. Well, you're going to arrive at the office a winner because, Catherine, you are car number 13.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Hey. Big Al Mac, tell her what she won.
You've won this beautiful ultimate lunchbox courtesy of Kid Nation. You've also won a $250 gift card and Visa gift card, that is.
In Visa and gift card form.
Yes. And tasty, delicious treats from Tasty Cakes. And they've been providing tasty treats for a long time.
Yeah.
Like since 1914, I believe.
Wow.
And we would like to receive a picture of you arriving at the office with your lunchbox when you finally get it, Catherine, if you don't mind.
It's part of this.
I can do that. I can do it from the front of the school.
Yeah. All right. And you've also won bonus 30 minutes cuddle time with JC.
Yeah. Cuddle.
Next time you guys are in San Antonio.
All right.
You got it.
Tips are welcome, by the way.
What was that?
I don't know. All right, Catherine, hold on. First, we'll get you all set up.
Speaking of.
That went weird.
Yeah, real fast.
Yeah. What?
It just reminded me, since we've been talking about massages, the massage therapist, after my sore yesterday, contacted me. He goes, I didn't hear what you said.
A butt crack massage guy?
But apparently, he did not massage my butt crack.
Yeah.
I had a
hair out of it.
He pulled a hair out.
Yeah, but it was there.
He goes, I'm not sure exactly what you said, but I have a lot of clients texting me right now, and he sent me a screenshot freaking out that they knew what I was talking about.
That's my man. Tell
him. I'm thinking, oh no, he has no idea what I was saying.
Tell him he could add my cuddle services to the massage bar.
Massages, and he does
hair. You got nothing on Shannon.
And he does hair removal.
I cuddle, he massages. See? Tag team.
So you're just going to lay on the table?
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. All day. All right, Kid Nation. Normally, we would be doing the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next, but we're going to change it up because during whatever Wednesday, we had a woman we wanted to talk to. Her name's Susan, and she's dealing with something that someone in the love letters was dealing with.
Right.
She lost her son to suicide.
And I'm not qualified to speak on that. I had to give advice from my perspective, but to hear from someone that's actually been through it.
She went through this.
Yes.
And she's going to talk to us. And we're going to go ahead and issue a mascara alert for this one. But we'll talk to Susan next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
During whatever Wednesday, we were trying to talk to this Kid Nation member because she wanted to call in about a love letter that we had where a lady wrote in and said, we lost my brother due to suicide. And my parents have not been able to move on, and I don't know how to approach them or sit down with them and talk to them. And we wanted to talk to Susan because she called in and said she had advice because, unfortunately, she had to deal with this as well.
Yeah.
And her connection was a little bit off, so we wanted to get a better connection because we definitely need to hear what she has to say. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you doing? We got a good connection now. That's good.
And
first of all, sorry for your loss, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I just wanted to address her other three children, or the parents of the three children.
Yeah.
They love you just as much as they ever did, if not more now. And the way they talk about their son that they lost should be a testament to them on how much they do love them, because if it had been one of them, that'd have been the same way.
Right.
Mm, that's a good point.
They need to talk about it. That's how they process what has happened. Nobody can even come close to describe to you what it feels like to lose a child unless it has happened to you. There are no words in any language that can describe that type of pain. And it's a day-to-day, minute-to-minute, second-to-second process.
Yeah.
And it's been 3 years. It might as well have been yesterday for me.
Yeah.
Mm, I wake up every morning thinking about it. I go to bed thinking about it. I think about him all day long.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a daughter and I have three grandchildren that I adore. But it's like losing a part of your body.
They were a part of your body at one point. You know, your heart, it's your blood, it's your genes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm sure what makes it more difficult is that, you know, when you deal with this, it's something that you constantly think of, what could I've done differently?
Oh, absolutely. You talk about the guilt. Okay, my son lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I lived here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And we talked, you know, he wasn't much of a phone person, but we did talk on the phone a lot. We text. I mean, I just get texts out of the blue that said, I love you, Mama. You know, just him letting me know that he was thinking about me and vice versa. But I had no idea that he was struggling with depression. He was 34 years old. He didn't come to Mommy for everything. He was a grown man, you know, and he handled his own stuff. And, but I never knew that. I never knew that he was struggling with depression and was on medication for that. And I remember his girlfriend told me that the last thing he said to her was, everybody will be so much happier without me.
And that's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true. It's the exact opposite. And hopefully, if somebody is listening this morning and they feel that way, if you feel that way, that this world's going to be better without you, 100% it is not going to be. You're not getting rid of your pain. You're going to transfer it over to your mother and your father and your siblings and all these people. And if you're feeling that way, there are people that are willing to help you. If you call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255, that's 800-273-8255. You call them, and it's anonymous. Nobody's ever going to know that you called them. They will talk you. They will talk to you. They'll talk through whatever you need to talk through and get you out of that state you're in. Because nobody, your parents should not go through what Susan is going through. You hear that pain in her voice.
Yeah.
You hear her saying she feels it every single day. That's the first thing she thinks of and the last thing she thinks of at night. Please.
Susan, we are giving you a big old hug right now. I wish you were here in front of us. We love you, okay?
Well, can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
After this happened, I lost my job.
Yeah.
I lost my home. I lost everything because I just became totally dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So, and then I moved, and I moved away to help an aunt of mine who had Alzheimer's. And when I came back to town after about 6 months, because she had to go to assisted living, to make a long story short, and y'all were gone.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, okay, what the hell? You know, where did they go? You know? And I don't know why I didn't think to Google or anything, but just a month ago, I was just kind of channel surfing in my car, and I heard Big Al. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's Big Al.
You found us.
And then I heard Kelly. And then I heard UGC. And then I heard Jenna. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're back on KBPI. And I have not changed my station since.
Thank you.
I got to know that after he died, a month afterwards, I went back to work before I lost my job. And I would listen to y'all. And y'all made me laugh. Y'all made me smile. Y'all gave me a good start to my day, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Oh, we love you.
You're about to make
that.
Me start
so much.
You're making me tear up.
Sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I mean that. I'm not just saying it. I mean it. Y'all have no idea what you do for people that you're probably not even aware of.
Yeah, don't put pressure on us.
Yeah, right.
Well, you have no idea what you just did to people out there that are depressed and thinking about this, Susan, because you could have saved some lives
you
this morning by sharing your message, and we thank you for that.
Are you anywhere near New Orleans, Susan?
Oh, yeah, I'm about 6 hours away.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a that's near.
Close to her.
You to go out.
Well, I wanted to meet her. I'm going to be in New Orleans next month. So okay. I just want to, at some point.
Maybe we can figure something out.
I just want to meet you and hug you, okay?
Okay, I would love that. You have no idea.
All right.
I would feel like top celebrity or something. I
could
hug you out.
And Susan, you're awesome. We love you, and we're glad you're smiling again, and we hear your smile through the phone, and we're really sorry through what you went through, but we're glad to have you back.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And hang on for us, Susan, because we want to get your information, okay?
Okay.
Keep in touch. Right. Call us anytime.
Okay, I will.
We love you, Susan.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.